interesting these next few months. My mom is going to call me every night at 9 p.m. at the latest, wondering when I'm going to be home for the night. When I explain to her that I'm 22 years old, she'll remind me that she cannot sleep until I'm home safe in my bed. I'm also quite confident that Dad is going to wake me up accusing me of stealing the socks out of his sock drawer. This is one of our most consistent controversies. In spite of these things, I am pumped about going home. I don't think my family is perfect, nor do I think that everything will be easy over the next few months. I just can't wait to hang out with my favorite people in the world. I never laugh harder than when I'm at home. I never get into more interesting conversations than when I'm at home. I think the reason that I'm most comfortable about going home is because my parents love each other. They don't need me at home to make their marriage work. They aren't bored without me home. The greatest gift they have given my sister and I is their commitment not only to stay together, but to enjoy each other. Not too long ago, I was driving up the driveway and noticed that someone was flickering the front porch lights. When I looked closer, I realized it was my very own parents kissing in the window. They're always trying to gross us out. I guess they don't understand that kids love to see their parents love each other. Thanks, Mom and Dad, not for being perfect, but for being devoted to love. I hope you enjoy this book as much as I do. I pray that the Lord will remind you of the good times and the hilarious times that you might have forgotten or taken for granted. Above all, I pray the book reminds you of the steadfast love of our God throughout all of the seasons your family has endured. Thank God for our families. May they be testimonies of God's power and His grace.
Make haste, my dear Mrs. Sparrow. The wind is picking up. Let's be on our way. Another moment. I'm almost finished. Any sign of them? No, dear love. Not in the half a breeze since you last inquired. I just hate to leave too soon. What if what, my love? What if they fly back home after we've raised them to climb the wind? But they may have forgotten. Forgotten what, my love? They took everything they needed. Had they taken more, their wings could not have carried the burden. But the little one, Mr. Sparrow, she was so young. Her flight seemed a little unsure. I saw her look back. I did. Yes, dear one, because she continued to hear you sing her song. She is young, yes. But she is strong, just like her sister. You'll see. Fine sparrows they are, dear missus. Let them fly. As if I could have stopped them. Oh, dear Mrs. Sparrow, you know better. You could have clipped their tail feathers with your pecking. You could have refused to let them test their wings on the early gentle breezes. You could have done much to stop them, but you didn't. Their flight was perfectly timed, my missus. But I fear we will miss ours if we do not get on our way. Whatever are you doing now? Just another moment. Let me tidy up. I'm almost finished. Dear Mrs., the nest was already tidy. Yes, far too tidy for a mother's taste. A nest is built for chicks, and plenty of them. Dear, dear one, not more tears. Will you cry until you have clouded your vision? Come, let this delightful autumn breeze dry your eyes. We still have heights to climb. Gaze up, dear Mrs., to your Maker. Will he not see them if they fall? Is he not compassionate to all he has made? He is above you, and I am right beside you. You'll be fine. Now come along, my love. Very well, then. I suppose I'm ready. Mrs. Sparrow joined him on the branch, attempting to stay somewhat obscured behind a golden leaf. Dear Mrs., whatever have you done? Your wings are bulging. You look more like a plump robin in spring than my slender sparrow. Mr. Sparrow chirped with warm affection. What are you hiding under there? Never you mind. Let's be on our way. Mrs. Sparrow, we've flown together far too many seasons for secrets. Out with it. What have you done? Well, if you must know, I've gathered feathers from my nest. They left a few behind, and I'm taking them ahead. I am, and that settles it. Mr. Sparrow chose a wise pause. Very well, then, madame. Where are you going, Mr. Sparrow? Now it's your turn to wait, dear Mrs. I'll be back in two shakes of a tail feather. With one thrust of his strong wings, Mr. Sparrow was back at the nest they'd shared for so long. He perched on its side for a time by himself, memories swirling like the autumn wind. Hurry, Mr. Sparrow. It's time. I can feel the wind rising. Ah, now you're in a rush. Give me a moment as well. He gazed at the nest, simple but sturdy. Or they hadn't known it was sturdy until it stood the test of time. Harsh weather, wind and rain. But the sunlight never failed to return, bringing healing to their wings. His knowing eyes returned to a mark on the branch left by a young sparrow that had been dropped off by the wind. They tried to make him theirs, but he was a child of the wind. His flight from the nest came early.